wanna dose.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. On the biggest political stage of his career, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz addressed the Democratic National Convention last night.
Thanks for putting your trust in me and for inviting me to be part of this incredible campaign. And a thank you to President Joe Biden for 4 years of strong, historic leadership.
Former President Bill Clinton also spoke and praised President Biden and reminded the crowd.
We've seen more than one election slip away from us when we thought it couldn't happen, when people got distracted by phony issues.
Meanwhile, former President Trump held a rally in North Carolina and told his supporters the Biden administration has, quote, marched us to the brink of World War III.
That's why this November, Americans are going to tell Kamala Harris, that we've had enough. We can't take it anymore. You're doing a terrible job.
In other news, there are continuing concerns about what fluoride in drinking water may be doing to our kids.
Adding low levels of fluoride to drinking water strengthens teeth and reduces cavities. But the Department of Health and Human Services National Toxicology Program has taken a new look at a range of previously published research and reports with, quote, moderate confidence that there is a link between higher levels of fluoride, over 1.5 milligrams per liter, and lower IQ. How many IQ points might be lost by kids was not addressed. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
Well, people may die sooner because of climate change. Reporter Tracy Wolf has details.
Heat deaths could triple in Europe by the year 2100 if current policies aren't updated to address the growing threat of climate change, according to a new study published in the Lancet Public Health Journal. The study estimates that hot and cold temperatures currently lead to more than 400,000 deaths across Europe each year. But under 3 degrees Celsius of warming, temperature-related deaths are projected to rise by more than 13%.
CBS's Monica Ricks tells us what Taylor Swift is saying about the foiled terror plot that forced the cancellation of several of her shows in Vienna, Austria.
The pop star saying those cancellations filled her with a new sense of fear and a tremendous amount of guilt because so many people planned on coming. She also acknowledged authorities, saying thanks to them, we're grieving concerts and not lives.
She posted the statement on Instagram after wrapping the European leg of her tour. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down. Covered by the Verizon 5G network. And for less than $30 a month, we make your phone your ride or die. Switch now and pick a free 5G phone with qualified plan purchase. And your fourth line at no additional cost. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
Everybody claims to have a big deal, but baby, Coach Prime knows a big deal when I see one, and so does KFC, because these tasty KFC deals are just $5. You can have a two-piece drum and thigh with mashed potatoes and a biscuit, or get an eight-piece nugget with fries, or you can get KFC's famous bowl with those nuggets on top for just $5. Get your own taste of KFC deal for just $5. Prices, participation, and product offering may vary. Tax, tips, and fees extra.
Is kite flying just a fun hobby, or is it a dangerous sport?
A few years back, Leonardo Duarez was riding his motorcycle when a kite line smeared with broken glass slashed his chin, leaving him alive but with 33 stitches and a deep scar. He says, when he bent down, he felt it cut. Kites have a long history in Brazil, but when razor-sharp cutting lines meant to knock competition out of the sky are attached, they can be fatal. There's a push to adopt a national ban. Allison Keys, CBS News.
Researchers at WordTips analyzed almost 2 million geotag tweets looking for swear words, and they found that Baltimore is the city where the most potty mouths live. They're throwing out F-bombs and more in Baton Rouge as well, and residents of Atlanta, Detroit, and Houston also cursed a lot. So where did they say the least bad words? Well, the most polite people were found to live in Lexington, Kentucky. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies in the overnight and mid-50s at sunrise with light winds. On Thursday, mostly sunny skies. Light southeast winds developing with highs in the mid-70s. We'll be near 80 on Friday with mostly sunny skies. Warmer for the weekend. It's 53 at our studios.
Girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, cherry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
cherry, baby.
She got the way to move me. Up on
Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Yeah. giving up is hard to do.
took her home, yeah, to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game? Are you trying to put me in shame? Baby, I said, slow, slow, don't go so fast. Don't you think that love can last? She said, love, love above. Now it's time to trick me in love. Ah! All right now, baby, it's all.
Updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I want to talk today to the folks who are trying to decide between funding their retirement or funding their kids' future education. Because for a lot of us, this is an either-or choice. And I'm here to tell you, or just to give you permission, to fund your retirement before a 529 or another school-specific savings plan. Why? Well, your kids can borrow money for their education, and they might get scholarships or grants to help them pay for it. But there aren't loans to help you pay for retirement. And while Social Security will be there to support you, most of us want or need to live on a little more than what Social Security provides. And if you don't save for retirement, your kids could ultimately end up on the hook paying for your care. Taking care of you is also taking care of them. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Paul 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver.
It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on.
Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Lonely time.
My darling, I've hungered
looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM, 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits.
WRJN.
So don't you leave me standing in the shadows of love. I'm getting ready for the heartache to come. Don't you see me standing in the shadows of love. I'm the best to get ready for the heartache to come. All alone I'm destined to be with misery. My only company. It may come today and it might come tomorrow. You needed me, I was always there, and I wasn't high.
Yeah.
keep a wearing your green slips.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Oh,
There's nothing like the way these timeless hits sound on AM radio late at night, the way you first heard them on 1400 AM WRJN. But if you're looking for that bright, clear sound on FM, you can find them there too. Local news and timeless hits, also heard on 99.9 and 98.1 FM, along with our historic 1400 AM WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Looking for a brand new start, but little does she know that when she left. sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl. Day.